The book Hebrews, part 244. I'm Professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahshua in South Africa, Victoria, Montana, also international. Meaning that we're preaching the gospel internationally, and that's what I'm saying. When you look at our WhatsApp reports, you can see internationally where the gospel is falling, the seed of life is planted, and how it's growing to the glory of Yahshua. Should you require any of the books which I've written, please contact me at my WhatsApp number, or if you have a question or just want to share something, international code plus 27 for our WhatsApp, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. Go to part one, start from the beginning, which of course you've definitely missed out on quite a bit of information. Also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with, as well as our TikTok messages. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a privilege for us to study the word of Yahweh El Elohim. Sorry. Although it is summer, it's also there's a little breeze early in the morning. Hebrews chapter 11. Now what we do, Hebrews, I just want to confirm the scripture, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, Hebrews chapter, I just want to make sure, alright, we are busy with the side scripture, that is Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15, although we're busy with Hebrews 11, we are looking at Hebrews 12, verse 15. He says, looking, I just need to read yesterday's scripture, just to refresh the mind. He says, following peace with all men, that's Hebrews 12, 14, and holiness, which without which no man or woman shall see Yahweh, our Elohim. Now verse 15, looking diligently, lest any man or woman fail of the grace of Yahweh Almighty. Now thy grace must surely be a capital G, grace. Because whose grace? Well, his grace's name is Yahshua. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of Yahweh our Elohim. Excuse me. Sorry, that's nature, you can't do anything about it. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of Yahweh our Elohim. Lest any root of bitterness springing up troubling you. What does Apostle Paul say is that in our lives as part of the bride of Yahshua, we shall not comfort any root of bitterness. We shall not cherish any root of bitterness. We shall avoid roots of bitterness. You know, that's the thing that kills people spiritually. Bitterness is something that drives people away from the gospel of salvation. Bitterness drives people away from the forgiveness of Yahushua. I know somebody that quite a few years ago, 15, 20 years ago, lost about R1 million. Now those years, R1 million was still R1 million. Through business partnerships and up till today, that person lives in bitterness. Blaming God, as he calls him, for what has happened. Because he trusted God, because he prayed. But you see, a lot of times when we pray over things, the prayer is more a camouflage than anything else. Let me explain. A lot of times we have made up our minds concerning certain business opportunities. We are going to do it. But just for a cover up, I'm just going to pray. Please, Lord Jesus, please just keep your hand on me. Let it be your will. How can it be his will if you have decided already what you're going to do? So what happens here is that people is creating a scapegoat. When the storm hits the business and the ship sinks, they don't blame the captain of the boat. They blame Yahweh Almighty. I know of people that work their whole life, and when they receive their paid out lump sums, they went and invested with companies that promised them interest rates that was nearly doubled what the banks paid. Now, being in business, or has been in business for 43 years of my life, when you see or you hear about interest rates that is double what the banks is paying, take your money and run. Don't walk, run. Because somewhere there's a scheme going. It's either a pyramid scheme, which is 90%, which is happening. They promise you 30 and 40% interest, and immediately they will give you a payment within 3 weeks or within the first month. You will get a 30 or 40,000 rand payment, and that's the last you will see of your money. They're actually taking your money and giving it back to you, a portion of it, small portion, to create more desire to invest more. Oh, I've just got 50,000 rand, so why not invest another million or 2 million? Greediness. These people lost everything. The car that they bought for themselves, being pensioned off, going on holidays and everything, they had to sell the car just to survive, put bread on the table. Because the company that they invested with just went bankrupt. So again I say, those are the things that creates bitterness. And that bitterness overspills into their lives, their life in the Word. Being a Yahwist, being an evangelist, they need to blame somebody else, but not himself. Not wanting to listen to good advice, No, bro, what do you know? No, you can't be right. No. See, we went through life. Things happen in our own lives from which we learned. Now the Bible says, look generally lest any man fail in the grace of Yahweh, our Elohim. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you. You must guard against this second part. The root of bitterness springing up in you. Why? As Yahushua said to the Samaritan woman when he asked her water, he says, and I will give you water, and fountains of living waters will be springing up from within you. As we find this living waters in Yahushua, so Satan's way that he is structured, he structures his ways in bitterness. He's the father of lies. His mind is working around lies and getting people to believe his lies. So I want to say this morning, don't first make your decision. Oh, and then we're just going to pray in Jesus' name. You're wasting your time, man. You've already made your decision. You should have been praying months before you made your decision. Seeking the will of Yahweh Almighty and Yahushua in your business decision that you were going to make. You know, and a lot of times they don't listen to their wives. The wives aren't always right, but they aren't always wrong. So, not listening to your wife. A lot of times, if they did listen, they would have not invested the money they did. And there would have been any need for roots of bitterness. Blaming others. You know, this root of bitterness, lots of time is spilling over in suicide. And this is the suicide season. This time of the year, December, the middle of December, did you know that? Is the season of people doing suicide, committing suicide. Because promises were made to the children and to the household, and suddenly they can't perform. Instead of saying, let's all just sit around the table and just realize that there's no fancy holiday. We are going to stay right here. We can't afford it. The business has closed down. There was many problems. There's different reasons. Instead of sharing with the loved ones, and I'm sure they would understand. Now, people is committing themselves to suicide. And you can't be safe when you do suicide. Sorry. Word says so. It's not what Prof. Hannes is saying. The word says, you are not to take your own life. And this is what Satan does. He brings you into a position where nothing in life matters anymore. Not even the revelation word of Yahweh, our Elohim. And this is why he brings the circumstances your way. If it happened that we made certain mistakes by making decisions before we seek the face of Yahweh, our Elohim, and Yahushua, and there's trouble storms, what is the best thing to do? It is to go in humbleness. Not try and be the big I am or the great I am. But humble yourself. Get your family to humble themselves with you. Say, we as a family are going to make certain changes in order to survive. I don't know why I'm speaking in this direction. Somebody, there's somebody that has a massive problem. Maybe somebody that's anticipating in committing suicide. Get your family together. Speak to them. Open your heart unto them. And deal with the situation. Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to stop right here. But I'm not finished. Time has caught up with us. Tomorrow morning, with Father's will, I'm going to continue right here. Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.